those individuals need to have certainty and confidence that the RF is going to be enforced and administered pursuant to the desires of Congress.
Right, but if you were to do that, then you would actually have to answer, you would have to answer yes, because to move the RFS program from refiners to blenders is actually one of those ways that you can actually undermine the RFS standards as intended by Congress, which you yourself just now said was intended to increase the amount of biofuels blended into the fuel supply of the United States. This is my problem. You, on the one hand, your entire track record shows you to be someone who opposes the RFS, and yet here in front of Congress and in meetings with senators, you are giving these vague answers that sound right when it comes to the RFS, but really opens all sorts of back doors for you to oppose the renewable fuel standard. And that is very troublesome, because all across the Midwest, you know, for those of us who have fought to strengthen national security by lessening our country's dangerous dependence on foreign oil, I'm really incredibly concerned about the future of the RFS and American-produced biofuels. And I'm also incredibly concerned about what you're going to do in terms of protecting the environment. In your answer to one of my colleagues about what the role of the EPA is, what is the job of the EPA, one of the first questions you got, you spent 5 minutes talking before you actually said protect the environment. You talked all about reducing EPA's influence over states for a good 5 minutes before you actually got to the environment. And then for my farmers, my corn and soybean producers, for my biofuel industry, the RFS is critical in order to continue that. And I would rather burn American-made, American-grown corn and soybean in my gas tank than I would oil from the Middle East. I've already been to a war fought over oil in the Middle East, and I don't intend to allow us to continue to do that, which is why the RFS is so critical, not just for the jobs in Illinois, not just to support Illinois agriculture, but for our national security when it comes to where we're going to get our energy supply. I'm out of time. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Duckworth.
If I may. Senator, let me say to you, the role of the administrator of the EPA is to enforce and administer the RFS program to carry out the objectives of that statute. Those targets that have been put in that statute by this body need to be respected. The discretion authority, the waiver authority of the administrator needs to be judiciously used to address those concerns that we've talked about. And so I don't want you to have any concern about the intent, objective, or will, if confirmed, of carrying out the RFS mandate or the statute in whole.
That very answer concerns me, because you've not actually said that you're going to stick with it.
Without objection. Senator Harris.
Thank you, Jim. Mr. Pugh, as an attorney general, I know as a former attorney general of California that we as attorneys general have several duties, which include representing our clients, state agencies, and also the discretion and power to initiate lawsuits in our independent capacity as attorneys general. Would you agree with that?
Some states provide more latitude that than
Does
others.
Does your state?
Our state is not provided constitutionally as much authority as other states.
Have you never exercised your independent capacity as Attorney General to bring a legal action?
Senator, I would have to know more specifics about what you're referring to, but in response to your question, it does
Have you ever exercised your independent capacity as the Attorney General of your state to initiate a legal action? Yes or no?
The litigations that we've engaged in largely have been in consultation with agencies that
largely. So you have also exercised your independent capacity as the Attorney General of your state. Is that correct?
I have, Senator. I don't.
You
know.
Don't know yeah. if you have or not. You've been Attorney General for your state for almost 7 years. Is that correct?
Approaching that, yes, yeah, 6 years actually.
And I've read that you have initiated, and it has been mentioned before, 14 lawsuits in your independent capacity as the Attorney General of Oklahoma, and apparently 7 of those cases have been resolved, 6 of which you have lost. My question is, I hear that you are a lover of baseball. What would your batting average then be?
It was generally above 300, which is pretty good for a second baseman.
Yeah, my calculation is it's 142. Moving on, would you agree that as attorneys who have the responsibility for doing the work of justice, in particular as an attorney general, that we make decisions based on propriety and impropriety? We make decisions based on what is not only an actual conflict, but what is an appearance of conflict. Would you agree that's important?
I believe that's important, Senator.
Okay. And so on this issue of whether or not you would be recused if you are nominated and actually voted in as the administrator of the EPA, you have said that you will recuse yourself from the cases your office has been involved with if directed to do that. do you agree that you also have the discretion to recuse yourself from those cases?
I believe, Senator, the rules of professional conduct, in addition to the review that OGE...
Do you believe that you have the discretion to recuse yourself from the cases that you were involved with as Attorney General?
I think it's actually stronger than that, Senator. I actually have an obligation in those instances as directed by Ethics Counsel, and that's the reason I indicated earlier that
independent of any direction from Ethics Counsel, do you agree you have the discretion to recuse yourself from those cases?
I believe that it's important to maintain...
I'm asking about whether or not you actually have the discretion, the power, to recuse yourself. Do you disagree or agree with that?
Clearly, there's a discretion to recuse.
Clearly. You're familiar with the Clean Air Act, yes?
I'm sorry, Senator?
You are familiar with the Clean Air Act.
I am.
And as you may know, Section 209, Subdivision B of the Clean Air Act recognizes California's authority to issue air pollution standards for new motor vehicles that go above and beyond federal standards. The EPA has historically recognized California's authority to issue new motor vehicle pollution standards that go above and beyond federal standards. In your opening statement, you write, it is not EPA's mission to be against sectors of industry in general or against particular states. Will you commit, then, to upholding that same standard and recognizing California's authority to issue its own new motor vehicle air pollution standards?
You know, Senator, as you indicated, California was actually regulating those standards before the EPA was actually created, which is why the California waiver exists under statute.
Do you agree to uphold that same standard that has been held by your previous
administrators? I agree to review that as each administrator before me has. It's been granted at times.
Do you agree to uphold it? Reviewing and upholding are two different points.
Senator, as you know, administrators in the past have not granted the waiver, and in fact have granted the waiver. That's a review process that will be conducted.
What is your intention, sir?
I don't know without going through the process to determine that, Senator, and one would not want to presume the outcome.
In the 14 cases that have been previously mentioned, in each of those cases, regulated companies were also a party to your suits. Is that correct?
In some instances, yes.
In most of them. Can you name a few instances in which you have filed a lawsuit in your independent capacity as Attorney General against a corporate entity for violating state or federal pollution laws?
Senator, I have a list here that's been provided.
Can you name them, please?
Sure. There's a list that that has been...
Can you name one?
Yes. The first is the Mayhart Egg Farm involving a CAFO situation. A cleanup of a large hen operation that affected water quality.
Did you file a lawsuit in that case, sir?
I did, Senator.
Okay, and what was the outcome of that case?
We received a good outcome against them.
And the name of that entity was what?
Mayhart Egg Farm.
And can you name any other cases where you have actually filed a lawsuit against a corporate entity for violating federal pollution laws?
In fact, that case was brought in conjunction with the EPA. And I want to address something, Senator, earlier. When you say independent capacity, those cases that you referred to, the list of cases, were as an extension of the DEQ in the state of Oklahoma, an extension of agencies at the federal, at the state level that had authority granted to them by this body that we were...
And I understand that role as a former attorney general, but right. That is you representing your client. I'm asking about your independent capacity as the attorney general of your state. Let's move on. On the issue of mercury.
I would suggest that the senator's time has expired in terms of moving on.